The next item on the agenda, and this will be the last one before we break for lunch, York River Yacht Haven Association, 07-2052. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
York River Yacht Haven Associates are requesting authorization to construct a 125-foot by 300-foot multi-level dry stack boat storage facility.
Continue.
Designed to accommodate 137 boats at their marina facility situated along Sarah Creek in Gloucester County. To facilitate construction of the building, they propose to construct 1,050 linear feet of replacement bulkhead, replace approximately 330 linear feet of open pile pier with floating pier containing the same number of boat slips, install a 75-foot long fuel pier, and dredge 257 cubic yards of material to create a 20-foot wide channel with a maximum depth of minus 7 feet to provide access into the facility. They also propose to remove an existing 325-foot by 32-foot enclosed boathouse and to replace the boathouse with floating pier and uncovered slips. The project is protested by an adjoining property owner. York River Yacht Haven Marina is located near the mouth of Sarah Creek, a tributary of the York River in Gloucester County. Here's the Coleman Bridge, York River out here. This is Sarah Creek. A little closer view of the site on the topographic map. The proposed facility is actually located up in this area here. This is the 2002 Geographic Information Network aerial. York River Yacht Haven is a full-service marina with 305 boat slips. The proposed work area is located along the northwest portion of the facility. Again, that would be in this area here. They're proposing to construct a 125-foot long by 300-foot long automated dry stacks boat storage facility that would accommodate 137 boats. To facilitate the construction, they're proposing bulkhead replacement along this area. They're proposing to remove this boathouse. The marina facility, or the dry stack facility, would be in here with a canal dredged into the facility. They're also proposing a fuel pier and bathhouse located at the head of the creek. This is the site plan showing the existing facilities and the proposed work area. The plan view drawing of the proposed work. This is the proposed building. In blue is the canal coming into the building. Bulkhead would be replaced along here. This boathouse here would be removed and replaced with open slips. New bathhouse here, fuel pier here. The proposed boat storage facility will not use the typical forklifts to launch and retrieve the vessels. Instead, the boats will enter the building through a dredge canal, and a computer-controlled, laser-guided overhead crane will remove the boat and transport it to an assigned location in a three-level rack. The facility is designed to handle vessels up to 36 feet in length and weighing 36,000 pounds. This is a picture I actually pulled off the web. I didn't have a good one in the file to show you. This is a similar facility. Again, the canal comes into the building, and this overhead gantry type crane picks it up and stacks it in the three-level boat racks. An additional plan view and cross-sectional drawings of the building, the proposed dredging and upland excavation. And this is the required canal into the facility. Portion of this is in the water. Portion of it is also in the land, so a portion is actually dredging and some is excavation. The channel will slope from minus 6 feet at mean low water near the head to minus 7 feet at the creek to enhance flushing of the canal. Closer view of the dredging cross-section. The southeast corner of the proposed building encroaches channelward of mean low water. However, as indicated in this drawing, it will be pile supported and open underneath, and a portion of that is also the canal that's being dredged into the building. So, recent aerial photograph of the building site from a similar orientation as the plan view drawings. The project is protested by a nearby property owner. He's concerned with the potential environmental impacts associated with adding additional boats in Sarah Creek. He poses several questions concerning the potential environmental impacts, but adds that he would have no objection provided the plans do not adversely impact water quality in the creek. During the Gloucester County Wetland Board hearing on this application, Mr. Baco, one of the owners of the marina, presented a list of best management practices they intend to incorporate into the new facility. The BMPs include capturing the rainwater from the roof of the building to be used as washdown water and for watering vegetation. They're utilizing a closed system for boat washdown, with the wastewater being recycled and eventually disposed of through the Hampton Roads Sanitation District. The dredge canal in the facility will be sloped to enhance flushing, and they'll be adding additional pump out and bathroom facilities. He also explained that boats kept in the dry storage building will not typically need to be painted with anti-fouling paint. It's another recent aerial. In this orientation, we're looking generally east. Again, get the mouse to come up. This is the approximate site of the building. Canal would be located in this area, a fuel pier up here, bulkhead replacement around the majority of the canal. This boathouse will be removed and replaced with floating slips. A number of these floating slips will actually be used as staging slips so that somebody doesn't have to pull their boat more than once during a weekend or a short period of time. Bathhouse located up here. In their report dated October 5, 2007, VIMS recommends that the construction of the replacement bulkhead be as close to the existing bulkhead as possible, that the dredge canal should be sloped to improve flushing, and that BMP should be employed to minimize runoff from the building, parking area, and washdown operation. Those recommendations appear to have been incorporated into the plans. VIMS also concluded there were no practical alternatives to lessen the direct impact associated with the building footprint and the approach canal. Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate the project will adversely affect their programs, although their Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance Division noted the applicability of the Chesapeake Bay Act requirements regulated by the local government. Department of Game and Fisheries noted that the York River is an anadromous fish area and recommended a time of year restriction between February 15 and June 30, as well as adherence to in-stream BMPs during construction. No other state agencies commented on the proposal. The marina has submitted documentation to the health department concerning their plan for sanitary facilities, but final approval has not yet been received. Therefore, in accordance with Section 28.2-1205C, the commission would need to withhold the issuance of any permit pending final approval by the health department. I understand that's getting close. This is an artist's rendition of the proposed facilities. While the proposed facility will increase the potential number of boats utilizing the marina in Sarah Creek, the number of wet slips at the marina will actually decrease. There are also environmental benefits associated with storing boats in a dry stack facility rather than in the water. Some of these benefits include the elimination of the need to apply toxic anti-fouling paint, reduction of incidental spills of petroleum products, and a reduction of bilge water discharges. The marina is also proposing to incorporate a number of BMTs to further reduce the impacts associated with the dry stack storage operation itself. Therefore, although there will be an increase in the number of vessels stored at the marina, staff is of the opinion that the facility is operated as proposed. There should only be a minimal increase or potentially a net decrease in the environmental impacts associated with the marina. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we are recommending approval of the project. As previously mentioned, the permit would need to be held in abeyance pending final health department approval.
Any questions from Chip? Very good presentation. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on the environmental impacts, is the facility currently using a forklift at all, and is that going to be replaced with this computerized?
They have a travel lift at the marina for boats that would be going to their work area, you know, in their yard. They have, you know, some boats that are kept up in the yard. They really don't have a formal dry stack operation at this time.
It just seems the combination of that computerized lift together with the installation of BMPs would probably make this a cleaner operation perhaps than what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Question. As a person who has lost a boat in a dry storage marina in a fire, what fire protection
Mr. Baco can address that, but when he was, I met with him prior to submitting this application. At the time, they were looking at, there is a fire suppression system that's included with that and actually travels to the particular fire and hits that boat. Pretty interesting. It's a real high-tech facility.
One quick follow-up. Is the protester here?
I'm not certain he is.
The question I had for you, if you had any dialogue with them, I mean, based on his concerns and the best management practices have been alluded to in here.
I don't see.
There were a couple other protestants that we sent all of this information to, and they subsequently withdrew their objection. We didn't hear that from from
them. Is the applicant here represented?
Yes, Chip.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chip.
Where is this marina located that you showed us a picture of?
Sarah Creek in Gloucester Point.
Is up there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You can basically look off to the Coleman Bridge, the right-hand side, and right back around there. Applicant here, represented, wants to speak. Yes, sir. Come forward.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Dan Baker.
Raise your right hand, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth self you got.
I do.
State your name again, please, for the record.
Dan Baker, York River Yacht Haven.
Good to have you here, Mr. Baker.
Well, it's good to be here. This is a very exciting project for us. We're bringing the highest technology in dry storage to Virginia. There is a project in several projects in Florida right now that is using this technology. The big item, and I'll be very brief, the big item is the environmental impact with this system from a noise standpoint, from a diesel engine standpoint, from backup alarm standpoint, is all removed because we're dealing with an electric overhead crane. It is silent. And so the impact on the neighborhood is minimal. The impact on the environment from pollution, from fuel pollution, from the grinding of the tires on the on concrete, that is all removed. So, and then in the stormwater runoff, we're collecting the water off the roof down into cisterns. One of the uses of the cisterns is going to be to augment the fire control system in that we have 2 8-inch water mains coming down, but as you know, in a dry stack fire, they need a lot of water quick. So the cisterns will be there with 200,000 gallons capacity that will augment via pumper trucks the firefighting. The building will have a full sprinkler system in it. Chip was mentioning the fact that this is a computer-controlled gantry crane. When we leave the crane at night, we will leave a foam suppression system in the pallet in the crane. That means upon alarm, you know, what happens in the first 3 or 4 minutes is spectacular while the fire department is arriving. Well, we'll be able to direct the gantry crane to the source of the fire and discharge the foam. So there's a chance that you can stop the cascade of fire going through or suppress it until the fire department gets there.
You've opened up
sort of the end of my
comment. I got to ask this question. Is the gantry basically seek and find computerized, or do you have to direct it manually?
You can go either way.
The fire ought to be out before the fire truck gets out the door. It sounds like a heck of a system.
We certainly hope so.
Anybody object to this project? Matters before the commission.
Move the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Grab.
I can beg your indulgence just for a second.
Yep.
In the following item, Dameron Properties, LLC, there's a single protestant. Mr. Breeden is representing her. He has a prior court commitment. They are willing to withdraw the protest if the commission approves the project in accordance with the staff recommendation. There were five recommendations that we made. You can dispose of that item and accommodate his schedule if you would entertain that motion.
I was thinking of that. How long is that conveyance going to take that we've got? I see that Mr. Nolan's here. How long do you expect that? I mean, we're rolling, so I would rather